One of the projects one of our clients gave us is would like to be able to look at maps in a group better. And I had always wanted, since I was a kid, to basically make something that worked like a paper map, except that you could spread it out as far as you wanted, and you could keep on zooming it with your hands, but it would have the physical form factor of a paper map. So I built this thing, and I took it to the Mapmakers Convention. And this is actually a very cool convention. It's in San Diego. It's the ESRI conference. And it's amazing. 15,000 mapmakers show up to this conference. They have the whole San Diego Convention Center. I couldn't believe it. I didn't realize this was such a big community. So the cool thing about this, which I didn't realize until I showed it to these mapmakers, is how much emotion it got from them. And literally, I had people come up to me in tears after this conversation. And you guys, you think you're geeks. But what it was, I realized, is that this is a bunch of people who had fallen in love with maps because they'd seen a map spread out on a table. And then they end up, as a career in map making, working on a little computer screen. And of course, the computer is better because it has layers of information and it has, you know, the ability to move any place and so on. But the thing that they loved first was that big shared map, which you could look somebody in the eye and point to something and so on. So this sort of released that emotion of it. So that's actually the kind of project that we love. This is a project that sort of has hardware, the table itself. It has the software of what do you do with the table. But it also has this kind of design side, this kind of emotional side, which is, of course, what gets us excited about it. So let me just show you just a little hint of the next thing that we're working on for this table. And this is not quite ready for prime time, but it's an experiment that we're doing. Because the one thing it's not very good at doing is showing mountains and three-dimensional information. So this is a new table we're building, which is kind of a programmable surface. And so you can see that it actually physically deforms the map. Yes, this is not done with, this is not special effects, this is real. You can actually touch the map and so on. We're continuing this experiment for how to do a better job of showing maps.